Hey everyone, this is Neil Dutton. You're listening to the Rotoviz Highlight Reel, brought to you by MyBookie, the official sportsbook of Rotoviz Radio. On the Highlight Reel, we feature the top articles on rotoviz.com and get an extended insight into the writer's process and findings. For those of you who don't know, Rotoviz is a sports data and analytics site that publishes over 1,000 articles per year and has a suite of more than 20 proprietary apps. Go to rotoviz.com to check out the site. Today we'll be discussing the Streaming Defense series. I'm delighted to be joined by Matt Wishbay, who will be writing the weekly article on Rotoviz. Welcome to the show, Matt.
Hey, thanks for having me, Neil.
Absolute pleasure. So, obviously, leaping straight into it, what is the Streaming Defense series all about?
So, each week, Jeremy Marin and I have been teaming up to write an article where we look at low-owned defenses on ESPN and Yahoo leagues, and we shoot to find sometimes four defenses that are available in approximately 50% or fewer leagues. Sometimes we toe the line on that because there's some variability between the two sites, but our goal is usually to stay below that 50% mark and find some good options for people to use.
And are there, I mean, just a quick one, I mean, are there any major differences on ESPN and Yahoo that you've noticed, or...?
It's weird that Yahoo ownerships tend to be a little bit higher than ESPN's. Just, I don't know if it's quality of play or something where maybe there are multiple defenses owned across certain leagues, but we found that some of our favorite options tend to be higher owned on Yahoo compared to ESPN, and that's usually the one we're fighting, is trying to make sure that we're low on the Yahoo side.
Right. Well, as you obviously know, being a writer for Rotoviz, whatnot, we are officially at the first quarter poll of the NFL season. But it's never too late to get a subscription to a Rotoviz NFL Pass, which you can get right now for 30% off. It's available through the NFL podcast homepage, rotoviz.com/podcast. Your subscription gives you unlimited access to all of our NFL content and tools, and also supports the pod. So be sure to get your 30% discount for an NFL Pass at rotoviz.com/podcast. So back to the articles then, Matt. What tools do you use for this research? Obviously, you look at ESPN and Yahoo. What other tools do you use for it?
So we use kind of variants of tools. We use quite a few, actually. We go back, we look at how teams have scored just through the season. We tend to look at offenses that we're matching up against and how they rank up compared for allowing defensive scoring, if they allow turnovers and various things. I like to use the AYA app to find quarterbacks that have struggled, and then pair that up with some of the defensive efficiency tools over at airyards.com to see if a team's strength tends to balance with the strength of the defense. And then recently I've started pulling some of the next-gen stats over at NFL.com to find some low-ceiling quarterbacks. And actually, just over the past week, the streaming defense tool was updated for the 2017 season, so we've been pulling that to see the best matchups and possibly even start to look at some multi-week options.
So when you say you've been using the next-gen stats, what particularly can you get from that is of use to you when looking at streaming defenses?
So some of the things I like to look at, my biggest one I like is intended air yards and completed air yards are basically the two big ones I'm looking for, because if you're getting guys that are like 30th in the league in intended air yards and right around the same place in completed air yards, you can kind of point towards someone who's a low-ceiling quarterback. He's not going to gash you for the big plays. If you are playing kind of a questionable defense, that's something that you want to look at, because there's a little bit more fear when you're rolling out the Raiders defense, but if they're going up against Brian Hoyer at quarterback, I'm a lot less concerned because he's last in the league in deep yard attempts, so I'm not as afraid of all of a sudden him just throwing a 70-yard bomb.
I don't think anyone is Brian Hoyer, but
no.
What type of leagues do you think this research is most applicable to?
So, I mean, our target audience for this is season-long redraft leagues. Whether it's 10-team leagues or 16, there's always going to be some low-owned defenses, or there's going to be options available that you can just pick up for 1 week, plug and play, because it's between that and quarterback, those have always been positions that there's an inefficiency there, and you can just pick them up and stream them week to week.
So obviously, we've said before, we're a quarter of the way into the season. How did your streaming defenses do in week four, the week just gone?
So Jeremy actually had week four, and he did struggle some because a lot of the defenses were that had positive matchups were a little bit higher owned, but he avoided the big-time negative performances. There were quite a few teams that actually had negative points, but he had his three primary ones. There are the Atlanta Falcons, who finished as 14th scoring in ESPN, the Chicago Bears, who finished 22nd, and the Browns, who finished 17th. He did actually hit pretty well with his two honorable mention defenses, so hopefully they were available, and those were the Bengals, who finished as 10th, and Green Bay, who finished 8th.
I mean, obviously, Jeremy's not here to defend himself, so obviously you're familiar with the ideology. What was the thinking behind the Bears, considering they were going against Aaron Rodgers?
Well, as good as Aaron Rodgers has been, that offense had kind of been sputtering a little bit going into it. It was one of those ones where he was trying to scrape the bottom of the barrel, and he was seeing that there was an opening for catching the Packers' offense before it was clicking. And when you were finding someone who wasn't at top speed yet, he wanted to just shoot his shot and see if he could get it early.
Oh yeah, I mean, obviously one thing that this isn't doing, this isn't scraping the barrel, because this information sounds like it could really come in handy, particularly in weekly DFS, particularly using our new favourite app, Draft. I know a lot of my contests would certainly have gone better if I'd listened to you and Jeremy. Odds are, if you're listening to this show, reading Rotoviz, you should be able to find some good values in snake drafts, weekly DFS contests. So come and join me on Draft today. Download the app anytime. Just search Draft in your app store and join a game in minutes, or play right from your computer on playdraft.com, whatever you want. For a limited time only, all new players get a free entry into a draft when you make your first deposit, but you have to use my promo code RVRadio. Play a real money game for free just for using my promo code RVRadio on your first deposit on Draft. Just search Draft in the App Store or go to playdraft.com and come play with promo code RVRadio. So as we look ahead to week five, obviously don't want to spoil it for people who are going to be reading it, but who are some of the defenses you're targeting? Because I think you just said this is your week now, isn't it?
Yeah, this is my week heading into week five. And like you said, my article hasn't published yet, so they aren't finalized, but I have found a few teams I'm looking at that are going to feel a little bit gross to roll out there, but the matchup is really, really nice to look at. And so first ones I have in mind are the New York Giants. They're not good on defense. However, they're playing against Phillip Rivers, who's been a little turnover prone coming across the country, and they're playing them at 1 p.m., so the West Coast team coming east. And when I looked at the Chargers' stats on that for the last two seasons, they're actually 2-7 in 1 p.m. games and have averaged just over two turnovers a game. I think it's like 2.1. And the Chargers, while they're not one of the primary teams to be targeting, they are the 12th-ranked defense against opposing defenses, so they're right around league average. I think they were about 0.4 less than league average, and if you're catching them coming east, that's the primary time to get them. My second one that I really like should be a favorite of yours. I'm actually looking at the Philadelphia Eagles defense, and I had them in week three as one of my options against the Giants. It started out great. I thought I had picked a winner, and then that fell apart really quickly in the fourth quarter. But they are playing the Cardinals defense, who are 25th against opposing defenses, according to ESPN, which flips it. So it's actually their positive matchup. They've scored only 20 points 1 week and have had a turnover in three out of their first 4 weeks, and they actually haven't forced a negative week for an opposing fantasy defense.
Wow.
Still working on my third defense. Looking at the Raiders, the Titans, both of them, the only reason I'm concerned with either one of them is actually their individual quarterback issues. I'm afraid they might be on the field a little too long, which could cause some problems. And then last one I'm kind of toying with right now is actually the Jets, which is terrifying, but they're playing the Browns, and the simple analysis, play against the Browns and you'll probably do all right.
I think your third one there that I see you're toying over, one of the big fears and one of the great inequalities of fantasy football is that defenses get punished for pick sixes when they weren't on the field for them. And, you know, obviously the Titans and Raiders probably may well be going in with backup quarterbacks. I see that, you know, the Titans have signed Brandon Whedon. I'm just going to vomit while I say that. The Raiders obviously are going to be going in with EJ Manuel. And then you've got the Jets who, you know, Josh McCown, 2-2. Very good, well done. But still is prone to a turnover. And that's always been something, just a little bugbear that, say, pick six, technically, yeah, it goes against the defense. But the defensive players are all sat having a Gatorade when it happened.
Yeah, it's actually one of the things I like that ESPN actually updated this year is that they did take away that penalty. So pick sixes no longer hurt defensive scoring. And if that's your concern still is there if they throw interceptions and set up bad field position for the defense. However, if they do throw a pick six, it's almost something I'm willing to cheer about if I'm on ESPN's format, just because I no longer have to worry about my maybe bad defense being on the field, and now it might cause, if they are in a losing situation, that actually might cause the other offense to play more conservatively.
Well, that's very interesting, Matt. If people want to make their NFL watching experience even more interesting, they should head to MyBookie. MyBookie has the fastest payouts. Seriously, just two business days. They have a rock-solid reputation. The other cool thing is they have in-game live betting, the most rewarding player perks in the business, and an all-new mobile site that makes wagering on the go an absolute breeze. Really, it's super easy to get up and running. Plus, join now and MyBookie will match your deposit with up to 100% bonus. If you sign up this month with the Roto Recap promo code and then forward a copy of your sign-up confirmation email to rotovizradio@gmail.com, you'll be entered into a draw for a limited edition Rotoviz athletic pullover. So sign up for MyBookie, deposit money, forward us your email confirmation, and we'll announce the winner on a future episode of Rotoviz Radio. Visit mybookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. So Matt, do you have any other projects in the works or things we can expect moving forward?
So my next big project is something that's a little bit of a spin-off of my streaming defense piece. As I told you, they just updated the streaming defense tool, and one of the cool things you can do about that is you can actually set up multi-week filters. So you can look at like a three-week stretch if you wanted to use your waiver priority on a team that – or on a – on another position, maybe you had an injury at running back, you didn't want to prioritize picking up that weekly defense, you can kind of prepare a little advance and look at some of these options. And my article is going to be finding a few defenses that you can hold for a couple of weeks that will actually help kind of drag you to the playoffs if you're needing a little help.
So obviously, you know, you're one of the guys to go to for defenses. Which one defense should we be keeping our eyes on that could be a priority add for the weeks leading up to the playoffs?
Jacksonville has arguably the prettiest schedule you can imagine if you're looking for a streaming defense or looking for a defense. If you pick up, they're on a bye on week 8, so there's a real chance that the owner's going to have to drop them. And it's also coming off of a game against Indy, which might be good, might be bad, because at that point it could have Andrew Luck back. But if they drop them during their bye week, you can pick them up for matchups against Cincinnati, the Chargers, Cleveland, Arizona, Indy, which, as I said, might be a little bit risky, Seattle, who has been terrible on offense, Houston, and San Francisco. And that will get you all the way through the playoffs with a defense that, at least on name value alone, might be easily acquirable.
Well, Matt, it's been great speaking to you and learning about the streaming defenses app. Where can people find yourself on Twitter? And also, when does the article tend to drop during the week?
The article drops on about, it's either Wednesday or Thursday, depending on when I get it written, which I'll probably write after this. And you can find me on Twitter at Wispy the Kid. That's WISPEY the Kid. And yeah.
Any other plugs? Anything else you want to plug?
No, that's all I got.
Okay, well, that's going to do it for today's edition of the Rotoviz Highlight Reel, brought to you by Draft and MyBookie.ag. I'm Neil Dutton. Find me on Twitter at NDutton13. My guest was Rotoviz.com writer Matt Wispay at Wispy the Kid. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you for listening to the Rotoviz Highlight Reel. Please rate and review the Rotoviz Radio podcast on iTunes or your favourite podcast app. Contact us via email, rotovizradio@gmail.com, and follow us on Twitter at rotovizradio. Remember, you can always support the pod by subscribing to Rotoviz at a 30% discount through the Rotoviz Radio homepage, rotoviz.com/podcast.